Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The first 90 days, proven strategies for getting up to speed faster and smarter, by Michael D. Watkins, read by Grover Gardner. Dedication to Aiden, Maeve, and Neil, my beautiful children, M.W. Preface for the 10th anniversary edition. What a difference a decade makes. When I set out to write the first 90 days in 2001, little was out there about getting up to speed in new roles or onboarding new hires, hereafter leadership transitions. At the time, I was teaching negotiation and corporate diplomacy at Harvard Business School. Although I had co-authored a modestly successful book on senior executive transitions in 1999, right from the start with Dan Champa, I had been counseled by my colleagues at HBS that it was a risky career move to focus further on the subject. While I appreciated their advice, in the end I decided to push forward to write the book. Leadership transitions were just too interesting and ripe for study. It was virtually an untilled field from both intellectual and practical points of view. Also, in late 1999, soon after the publication of Right from the Start, I had been asked by Johnson & Johnson's Corporate Management Development Group to develop workshops and coaching processes to accelerate the company's leaders in transition. This work soon evolved into an engaging development partnership, and J&J became a testbed for the development and deployment of my ideas. The first 90 days was a distillation of what I had learned during roughly 2.5 years of working with hundreds of leaders at the vice president and director levels in all regions of the world. The book built on some foundational ideas developed in Right from the Start. For example, the importance of accelerating learning, securing early wins, and creating alliances. However, the ideas had been augmented, tested, modified, and turned into practical frameworks and tools for helping leaders at all levels accelerate their transitions. It was that distillation, the mix of concepts, tools, cases, and practical advice, that really hit the mark with leaders in transition. I had the wonderful experience of seeing sales of the first 90 days, which was published in November 2003, take off like a rocket. By the summer of 2004, the book was on the Business Week bestseller list. It stayed there for 15 months. This success coincided fortuitously with my departure from Harvard and fueled my decision not to seek another academic position. Instead, I co-founded a leadership development company, Genesis Advisors, dedicated to helping companies accelerate everyone taking new roles. Business books, even highly successful ones, tend to sell strongly for a year or two and then fade. This has not been the case for the first 90 days. I've had the pleasure of seeing the book sell strongly for a decade, having so far sold almost 800,000 copies in English, including 75,000 in 2011. For the past 10 years, the book has consistently remained among Harvard Business Review Press's bestsellers. It has also been translated into 27 languages and was the basis for Leadership Transitions, Harvard Business Publishing's award-winning e-learning tool. Enduring success of this kind has qualified the first 90 days to be labeled a business classic. The term classic evokes a whiff of mustiness with which I am not entirely comfortable. Nonetheless, I was honored in 2009 to have the book named one of the 100 best business books of all time, after an extensive review by Jack Covert and Todd Satterston at 800 CEO Read. That recognition was a mark not only of the importance and staying power of the ideas, but also of the continuing need for every new generation of leaders to learn to make successful transitions. The success of the first 90 days also fueled, and was fueled by, a rising wave of interest on the part of companies in talent management, onboarding of new hires, and CEO succession. From the outset, Genesis Advisors' work at J&J focused on both accelerating new hires and speeding up internal promotions. I continue to believe that it is a mistake to focus just on onboarding and not on accelerating all transitions.